Luna's in Gemini, and today is cotton candy for the soul. Welcome to episode 70 of the third season of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Monday, November 30th, 2020. Gemini Luna sextiles Aries Chiron in his biquintile to Scorpio Venus and quintile to the Pluto-Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Capricorn at 2:22 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Expect to be able to read a fascinating history of this ordeal and the ways in which you can now profit from it. Not that this is a new concept, except the suggestions are. Apparently, we've first got to read about them. They're anything but fake, no-news news, and we all stand to gain a hell of a lot by them. Consider at least one of them to be a serious, viable option. Luna opposes Sagittarian Sol in his quinquunx to Taurian Uranus at 9:30 a.m. Well, this particular lunar eclipse has us all overindulging. Hey, what are you going to do? It seems to be the start of a much less merry season than the one we'd all hoped for. And overindulgence doesn't even get us close to going over the line. Venus exactly biquintiles Chiron at 11:21 a.m. Well, this is pretty wild. Expect to come across a spot-on satire that has you full of awe and admiration. Maybe not for the target of it, definitely for its author. Luna reaches a quinquunx to Venus at 2:38 p.m. Naturally, satire's gonna offend someone. It has to. Venus exactly quintiles Pluto at 3:23 p.m. Well, whatever this satire is, it comes so very, very close to going over the line, it's practically spine-tingling. Ooh, enjoy the sensation. Scorpio Mercury exactly sextiles Saturn at 7:01 p.m. This stuff is pure cotton candy for the soul. What the hell? Why not live a little? Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.